Australia Deadly Mob. Welcome to Reefcast, our very first podcast, and we're the podcast that talks everything country, culture, and community. My name is Malachi Johnson. I'm a proud grand traditional custodian of Bundaberg, and we are here today on the beautiful Irukandji country with brother boy here, Tarquin. So my brother,
yep.
Look brother, we're going to talk about everything today. We're going to talk about country, we're going to talk about sea country, we're going to talk about Tarquin's story, but we're going to start off with how I met Tarquin. And it's a very important story, I think, because, brother, I never met Tarquin until 2 days ago. So we never met until 2 days ago, but I've known his name for 10 years. 10 years I've known about the man they call Tarzan. Tarzan under the water, you know? The man lives more life underneath the water than he does above the water. So it was such an honor to meet you, brother, and, you know, to be here on your beautiful country. We're here at Taylor's Point, and I'm just honored to be here with where your mother been here before, and now you're here with me. And
yep.
Brother, you're debuting on our podcast. Wow, solid.
Yeah, nice to be on here. Yeah. And what? Debut?
Yeah, debut.
Yeah.
Yep.
Before I get started, my name's Tarquin, and what Malco said is true, that we heard of each other but never actually met until a couple of days ago. He did a very heartfelt speech. At the presentation, at the AMSA presentation, the Australian Marine Science Association. Before I get started, just like to acknowledge where we are and which country we're on. So we're on Irukandji country. This area here is pretty significant. So you've got, Great Barrier, you have Double Island behind us. That ties in with a lot of our dreaming. So that connects Irukandji, Jabbaganji, Bullawungi, Nuggli. That connects all us. And we also have over there is Palm Cove. That's actually where the jellyfish was discovered, Irukandji jellyfish. And they decided to name it after their local traditional owners because it was found on Irukandji country. It's a bit of a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people, associate that as a totem, but it's not a totem. But it's a good icebreaker, and it's a good way to pronounce Irukandji, because if people have trouble reading it or trying to repeat it, we just say, just like the jellyfish, Irukandji. Also do some other acknowledgements. Jiri Noodle Bulumba, Jiri Noodle Kubu, Jiri Noodle Gura Gura, and Jiri Noodle Buluru. So what I just said is, how are your country, how you see country, how are your ancestors, how are your creator. And we also have to acknowledge our neighbouring groups, so Yidinji, Kunganji, Bulawungi, Jabbaganji, Nuggli, Gulai, and all the way up to our northern neighbour, Gugu-Yalungi. And that's the protocols that we try to keep in place and keep practicing.
That's solid, brother. Man, I don't know about you mob there, man, but man, I've got goosebumps, man. Hey, like this brother here, see the wisdom, the knowledge that you have for someone who's so young, so enriched in your culture, brother. It's not a dating podcast, right? Don't be trying to put yourself out there now. Come on now. We got some people around here too. Nah, game. Look, but brother, that was powerful. You know, that's the culture, that's the spirit, that's the passion that we want to have on this podcast. And brother, I just want to start off by saying thank you again. And let's get into it. Why don't you tell us about you? Tell us about Tarquin. Who's Tarzan, man? Who's Tarquin? Let's go.
Yeah. So. Like I said, Irukandji. But I grew up in Yarrabah, grew up in Cairns, back and forth, mainly school holidays. And when I turned 18, I travelled Australia. So I moved to Melbourne, moved to Brisbane, moved to Darwin, back to Cairns.
Whoa.
Yeah, got the travelling bug pretty early. But when I came back to Cairns to find a job, and my cousin Gavin, he put something out saying there was a a job opportunity doing diving, scuba diving, and I thought, yeah, might as well give it a chance, and that was a part of the COTS program. Hopped on that, then learned how to scuba dive within 6 months, become an instructor.
That's crazy.
Then I was lucky enough, just when that finished, that's when Eric Andrew Ranger started.
Tell it, brother.
It actually got revived because we had a ranger group in the 90s, and we actually got some support of the original rangers as well that were in that, and we was fortunate enough to actually not only revive that opportunity, but also getting opportunity to come out in country.
Yeah, that's solid. And look, real quick before the next question, shout out to Uncle Gav and my brother. I know Uncle Gav, we're gonna get you on here, man. Looking like Aquaman with that long hair.
It was actually his dad, one of the original rangers.
There you go, brother. See, this is a strong family this year, here at Kenji Mob, you know. And bro, you talked about diving.
Yep.
Now I don't know about most Murrays, but when I jump in that water, I need some floaties. I need surf life saving flags right in front of me so I know where to swim. How do you do it, brother? Like, how do you mentally prepare yourself? Like, and tell us the feeling that when you're underneath that water, brother, you hear that reef chatter. You know, explain to us, what's it feel like when you're diving?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Same as all Murrays. Just frightened of the cold.
True.
I was lucky enough to start in summer, then ease our way into winter. But on those cold mornings, do you have to really motivate yourself to get in the water?
So are you talking like pissing in the wetsuit and stuff? Like, what do you mean you got to motivate yourself now? How would you motivate yourself?
Oh, there's only one way to motivate yourself. Just jump in.
Oh, man, that's it, mate. Chuck it deep in. Murray go, whoop, down there.
Yeah. And, but it comes naturally anyway with, it comes naturally with us.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a saltwater Murray.
That's it, bro. We're all saltwater Murrays, eh? And like you say, the saltwater, it runs in our veins, bro. It's in our blood. It's in our identity. That's deadly, brother. So you go and done some diving. Tell us, you know, what do you see the future for TOs, especially your mob in the sea country world? You know, like, do you see more divers? What do you see? What's your aspirations, brother?
Well, 7 years ago, 7 years ago there wasn't much Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander scuba divers. Obviously there were. But at the marina, it wasn't very known.
Yeah.
Because you up in the Torres Strait, they got pearl divers and all that, hooker divers. So that's still scuba diving. But but at the marina on the tourist boats, there was hardly any notice of it. I guess could be considered fairly new, but. And that's also ties in with how the tourist industry sort of represented Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture, because when they advertise to tourists and they say Dreamtime and all that, you got a lot of people got a picture in their head that someone's in the desert with a boomerang.
Wearing lab.
Yeah.
Painted up an ochre.
Yeah. They never think of them actually on a beach or in the water. They never actually, you don't really get advertised being in the city or in an urban area. You have to be right out in the sticks where,
Stereotypes.
Yeah, those stereotypes.
Yeah, brother, understand.
But, a lot have changed in the last 7 years. So, a lot have changed in the 7 years, like, there's a Dreamtime diver snorkel. It's getting switched to a snorkel now because they sort of moving back on the scuba diving.
Yeah, deadly.
But so they got Indigenous crew there. There's also training for land and sea rangers, getting in the water and actually being a part of those projects like reef restoration projects like compliance projects like just getting in the water, doing research in the water, even doing doing repairs, doing anything in the water. Yeah.
Do you see any areas that we can work on that we can better enhance, anything like that?
Well, we just basically came from the AMSA conference, and I think the main topic at the AMSA conference is getting Indigenous involvement, and I think one of the big key things in that was consent. Consent to garden country, consent to doing the projects, and consent on using that information.
Same, brother.
And also the usage of that data. So if it's going to be used for reporting, it's for reporting, but if you want to publish it, that's got to go through a different consent, because it has to be at the start on what you're agreeing to.
Yep, that's it, brother. And that's exactly right. It's our stories. It's our science. It's our knowledge. You know. But no, that's great, brother. Look, I want to ask you another question about Sea Country. There, what does Sea Country mean to you? Like, just you personally, Tarquin. When someone asks you that question, when I'm asking you that question, what's the first thing that comes to your heart and your mind and your soul, your spirit? What does Sea Country mean to Tarquin?
Well, it's a part of us, and a lot of people go for recreation, but that's also our country too. Kulumba means sea country.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. Woolumba means country, land, home. Yeah. So there's different... Some words will have multiple meanings and or linked. Sea country is a part of us, and a lot of us would just say, yeah, we're part of it. It's a part of us. Doing anything there, you also got to do things with us. Yeah.
No, Delhi. And so, now this nickname, right? This nickname. I think I gave you the nickname.
Yeah,
right?
I'm pretty sure you
I think I gave you the nickname. But this nickname been going for 10 years. Tarzan, brother. Tarzan. And, you know, because when I first heard about you, brother, it was like, oh, you got to meet this fellow, Tarquin. He's mad under the water. He's crazy under the water. He's deadly. I'm like, okay. It sounds like this fellow live underwater. And I was going to go with Aquaman, but I don't know. Like, I just thought Tarzan, because they say you move so quickly through the water, like from coral beds to each coral. And I was like, bro, he's moving like he's swinging on the jungle vine or something, like Tarzan. But I just think, you know, is there any Janes out there, or are you just Tarzan by yourself? What's the go there? Let the sisters know, you know.
Tarzan, no, good looking bloke. It's myself at the moment.
me, myself, and Tarzan. He said. Delhi, so looking for a Jane? Looking for a Jane?
Never know.
Nah, you never know until she swing by you. Nah, again. Okay, brother. Wrapping up though. I just think if there's one message you could tell the world right now, as a traditional custodian of Sea Country, of your country, what do you want to say? You look down that lens and tell them.
Well, this is, Australia's, this is our land, this is our country. Get us involved. We can show you things that you thought you knew, but yeah, we can actually show you. It's always learning too, so never be afraid to learn something new. That's for us and for anyone else that wanting to engage. And always keep learning. Never say you're an expert, because no one's an expert. If you're saying you're always learning, that's one of the most true things, because who knows 100% of anything?
That's it. Yeah. No one. Mm-hmm. No one does.
Yeah,
that's it.
So, if things like Great Barrier Reef, climate change, and all that, it's working with your neighbours. Don't be too focused in with what your scope is. And I remember being at some of these conferences before, and some of the arguments were, which is more important, coral or mangrove? They're both linked. And the reason why I acknowledge all the neighbours up on the tablelands, that's where Great Barrier Reef starts, because whatever happens on land affects the sea.
Same brother. Yeah. It's all interconnected.
Yeah, so that's not one thing.
But that's it, bro. That's a message to the world. That's a strong message. Yeah. That's a powerful message. That's a black message. Mm. That's a message from a traditional custodian of the reef, brother. Yeah. And you know, I thank you, brother, for joining us today on Reefcast. For my sake and for the crowd's sake, what do you reckon? You can get a little bit beat on the chest? Can we get a Tarzan? What do you reckon? No,
I'll be all right.
That's it. I just got to look like the clown myself now. That's all right. Hey, but hey, everybody, you deadly mob. Hey, look, this is all for you guys. This is all about educating everyone across the world, bringing you a TO perspective, looking down a cultural lens. That's what Reefcast is all about, all right? We're just bringing you stories, real issues, and we're bringing you real people like Tarquin here, a.k.a. Tarzan. Don't be afraid. If you see him around Cairns Central, hit the brother up. Give him out. This is how you talk to Tarzan. Yo, Tarz! All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Reefcast. Make sure you follow us, like us, subscribe us, and share this with your brothers and sisters.